An Anchorage couple has been indicted by a federal grand jury for using their nonprofit House of Transformations and other corporate entities as part of a scheme to fraudulently obtain millions of dollars in COVID-19 recovery funds. According to court documents, Rosaline Nataha Mavega, age 41, and Isu Lelele Mafuma Jr., 44, submitted applications for over $1.6 million in American Rescue Plan Act fund in April 2021. The ARPA funds were being administered by the municipality of Anchorage to help businesses who were struggling during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the application, Mavega and Faluma falsely claimed the nonprofit would be providing housing, treatment, and vocational training services, and strengthened their request with inaccurate information on the finances, organization, and management of the House of Transformations. In August 2021, the municipality of Anchorage issued a check for approximately $1.6 million, which was deposited into the House of Transformations checking account, according to the indictment. Instead of using these funds for the purposes identified in the grants, the defendants moved the money into their personal bank accounts and accounts associated with other corporations under their control. They allegedly used the money to finance their for-profit business operations, pay tax debt on another business, secure a personal cash loan, and buy cryptocurrency. In December 2021, the defendants submitted applications for various corporate entities under their control for over $1 million in loans from the Economic Injury Disaster Loan Program. In summer 2022, Mavega and Faluma applied to the municipality of Anchorage for approximately $2 million of additional ARPA grant. Both parties are charged with five federal counts. For KSR News, I'm Adriana Hernandez Santana.